What's up, everybody? It is the Bring It After Show. So we're going to be talking about Star not going to homecoming, Tyrus getting his cookies burnt, and Micaiah versus her sister. So much. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. From executive producers...
That was the remix. That was the AfterBuzz TV remix.
Yes, 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 everybody. We are, what is it called? Buck to your drop. That's what we are doing. Nuck if you buck. Buck to your drop.
I always do. I always do.
Don't buck too much though, Ty. Because we are going to be falling out.
At my age, I can't buck too much anymore these days. Oh.
I feel you. I get tired, Tana. I get tired. So this was a pretty good episode. This is season 5, episode 2 of Bring It, the sister showdown. Yes, it was a lot of sister interactions.
Yep.
It was just sisters on top of sisters and more sisters. So I'm loving it. I am Howard the Third here. I also have my co-host here, Tamara. Hey, Tamara.
Hi, guys. Hello.
So, Tamara, your overall thoughts of this episode. What are you feeling? What's
you
the
know,
mood?
I love these episodes are when it's Tyrus, when it's the Purple Diamonds, it's just the home, it's the family episode. It's just these teams have been competing forever. They're just like competing against, I mean, it's literally competing against family, but it's also figuratively, they're just the two teams, you know, they create this intense rivalry, but I don't, when it's the Elite Stars and when it's Purple Diamonds, come on, these are just fun, you know, across the dinner table, bopping back and forth. That's all it is.
Definitely. I mean, it was a good episode. I really thought Tyrus was mad. Mm-hmm. Like towards the end, I was like, wow, he's really mad.
You know, it's Tyrus. I love Tyrus.
Right.
He strikes me as one of those people that it's not difficult to ruffle his feathers. I bet you can. You can get under Tyrus's skin real easy.
A little sensitive there. But I mean, whatever. You know, Tyrus, you'd think he would have a little bit thicker skin, but I guess not. But we'll talk about him a little bit later. Let's talk about Star not going to her homecoming dance. She's in high school. You know, everybody looks forward to this. I know I did when I was in high school. It's one of those things, you know, you just go and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Star said because she didn't have a date, she didn't want to go to homecoming. And her sister, Sky, had a date, and she was like, just come with us. But she didn't want to third wheel it, which I understand. But... I mean, come on. Would you still want to go to yours?
Yeah, especially, you know, these girls are dancers. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a lot of encouragement to get out there on the dance floor and tear it up. I'm sure Sky could have just, she could have rocked the dance floor all night. Nobody would have been saying, oh, where's her man?
Exactly.
She's fine.
Poor Star.
Poor
But Selena, the mother, she was just pushing and pushing. Like, you really need to go. You really need to go. Even
She's
going
pushing a little hard, I think.
Too hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even going as far as picking out two dresses, buying two dresses, and then also trying to hook her up with Christiana's brother, Darren.
Yeah.
Like,
that
come
was
on.
Could you? What if your mother did that?
Oh my gosh, I would be so embarrassed. I really would, especially at like my practice too. Oh,
I couldn't even imagine. My mom would never do anything like that. She would be. My mom is different from other moms in that she's terrified. She's always been terrified of embarrassing me. She won't even like my like Facebook comments because she's like, "Oh, I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want anybody seeing your mom liking your." She's always been very careful not to embarrass me in the slightest, so she never would have done that. But so I can't relate. But just watching that, it just feels gut-wrenching to witness it.
Yeah, I was like, really, Selena? Like, just let it be. She doesn't want to go. I think she's like a junior, so she might have one more year of high school, and so she can go next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't have to go. And then hook up with that guy, and you know, teenagers nowadays, like, they're like, okay, don't hook us up. Let it just naturally happen, but... Selena wasn't
also
listening.
I mean, I just went to homecoming with friends. I didn't have a date. Exactly. You know, I think a lot of kids just go with other friends, and I don't even know if I like probably danced two dances or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that big a deal to have a date to go, but I guess if your twin sister has a date, you feel a lot more pressure.
That's true. I guess because they do everything together.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But we also see that Star, it turns out she's into fashion, which we were all open to this season. We didn't know what the girls wanted to do. We knew a few seasons back that they weren't really into dancing, but we didn't know what else they wanted to do. Now we see Star wants to do fashion, or at least play around with it, like design here and there.
You know, their sister Sanjay's in college right now on a dance scholarship. Mm-hmm. I don't think Star and Sky are going to head that way. I don't think so. They're going to be doing the same thing as Sanjay.
Right.
So, Star's into fashion. I mean, I don't know about you. She didn't even strike me as that into it. Like, that seemed pretty like, oh, you have some jewelry.
Yeah.
So are you into fashion? You know? I see you have a pencil. Are you going to be an architect? You know? Like, who knows? You know, some kids don't know what they want to be. That's okay.
Yeah, but she seemed like she was kind of into it. I love how Selena was like, oh, you're into fashion just like your mama.
Yeah.
I was like, Selena, it's not about you.
You know, Selena and JJ are such huge personalities, right?
Very
I mean,
much.
JJ especially. So it's probably why Star and Sky are so shy. Because
yeah.
It's like when your parents are constantly trying to get the spotlight, it probably makes you kind of like, you know, okay, I'm good.
Hide. Yep.
I'm good. I'll just be back here, you know.
Exactly. Because all three of them like that. Even Sanjay was like that. She was a little shy.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, really, Selena, it's not always about you. Just like your mama. You know you're not into fashion like that. Stop it.
You're only into fashion when you're showing up at other people's weddings. Justin White. Selena felt that burn from through the internet.
She probably did. But listen, let's talk about burns here. These burn cookies.
Ooh, good segue, Howard. Love it.
These burn cookies that Tyrus sent to the dollhouse. Talking about, what did he say? He said, we will burn you to a crisp, and sent burnt cookies to Coach D. Really, Tyrus?
I
clever.
Love that.
Very
yeah.
clever. Uh-huh. But really? You gonna send me burnt chocolate chip cookies? Like, don't do that yeah. to me.
He always calls her Cookie, and he calls himself, what, Boo Boo Kitty?
Mm-hmm.
Better than Miss D sending back a burnt kitty, I guess. but yeah, Tyrus, yeah, that was, I like that. I think that was a fair, jab at Miss D.
A nice little jab.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, Tyrus and Miss D's little fake rivalry, because
yes.
I know they're friends.
Yeah.
I know
tell.
They're tight. I find it adorable. Every time Tyrus is on screen, that's when I'm the most enthralled in the episode.
Definitely. I was like, are you guys serious? Here you are trying to have this fake little rivalry, and nobody even knows. Like, nobody knows behind the scenes that they're really cool. I wonder why he's not even on the tour. I feel like they're that tight where he could be on the tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did share. Yeah, because he didn't make it. Yeah, that's right. When we saw the tour,
mm-hmm.
he didn't make an appearance, right? He wasn't
right.
there.
He wasn't there at all. And she didn't even have a little intro for him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder.
Yeah, that would have been great. But he, on his Instagram, Tyrus shared the upcoming, this summer 2018's Bring It Tour. He shared it on his Instagram. So, you know, he's invested in it somehow.
Yeah, definitely. But he was so mad. And even at the competition where they brought out that fake Tyrus, which was a clever idea because they had to do the answer dance, the answer battle, where one team goes and then they answer back with a comeback, and the dolls brought out that fake Tyrus. I was living.
Now, I'm wondering, So he was introduced as Jay Structure, Miss D's friend, and they said he's a makeup artist. And Tyrus is a makeup artist. So I wonder if Tyrus was mad because maybe that specific person is somebody that maybe, like, Tyrus sees as his, like, professional competition anyway.
Ooh.
So maybe more so than just having somebody imitate him. Yes. It might have been Jay Structure personally, I wonder.
Ooh, that's a good way to look at it. Maybe.
Misty sure knows a lot of makeup artists.
She sure does. I mean, she has to. She has all those girls there. She's like, I need to know everybody I can in case somebody cancels, somebody backs out at the last minute. I need a handful of makeup artists.
I was saying to Howard before we started that I love Tyrus's makeup all the time. I always love Tyrus's makeup. I want to see him on... I wonder if he's tried to be on other reality shows or has been offered to be on... I don't know if he does drag, but I would love to see him on Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see him on Face Off or, you know, one of those another makeup show, you know? He's not just a dance teacher. He's a makeup artist. That's what I feel like is the biggest characteristic of him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Great makeup. And speaking of great makeup, you know who has good makeup? Our boss here, Maria Menounos. You know, I love looking at her Instagram. But if you guys didn't know about our boss lady here, she has her own podcast. Yes, yes, yes. Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's a podcast edition in founded by her. It's on Fridays on iTunes. You guys can head on over to Conversations with Maria. Features celebrity influencers, interviews, secrets, tips on a great fun life, lifestyle, all that in the above. You can even learn about your healthiness, which I need because I gotta go to the gym, finances, and even relationships. So Why don't you guys head on over to our big sister Maria Menounos and make sure you guys subscribe on iTunes and say that the Bring It staff brought you over there.
Yeah.
Once again, Conversations with Maria Menounos on Fridays. Love our boss lady. So why doesn't, sorry, I don't even know, brain fart, but why don't Tyrus and Coach D have their own type of little, like, spinoff show? Like, they go in and they kind of train other dancers, train other even dance houses, and call it the Coach D and Tyrus Takeover or something.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see Tyrus. I want to see more Tyrus. That's all I'm saying. I want to see more Tyrus. Whether it's a spinoff, whether he's on another reality show. Come on, Lifetime.
Get it together, Lifetime. And speaking of spinning, let's spin this sister showdown with Makaya and her sister. Oh my gosh.
Makaya and Tiara.
Tiara, who was from the Purple Diamonds. And she's the captain of the Purple Diamonds. Mm-hmm. And Makaya was doing the captain position this week.
You know, how surprised I was. What did I say at the end of last week? I said that I thought Miss D was going to have each of the six girls that she's testing out as new captains. I thought each episode coming up was going to be each one of them leading the stands. But lo and behold, what happened? We have Makaya being fill-in captain again. Yeah. So what does that mean?
I don't know. I know she wanted to give her a second chance, but I don't know. I just don't see Makaya as permanent captain.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. I think she's a heavy hitter, but I don't see her as permanent.
But then again, I hear what you're saying because she's, you know, she is shy and everything. Mm-hmm. But so was Cameron when Cameron started.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I guess it takes, what do you think Miss D's looking for?
I really think she's looking for another Cameron, which is, yeah, you could be a little shy in the beginning, but I need to see that you're a diamond in the rough. I need to see you at least take control of the girls when I'm not here. Somebody who can remember all the dances, even the backup dancers, and has to know, like, the girls' personalities, especially for Battle Squad. You need to know which girl is going to go out there and actually bring it, you know?
And be, like, consistent, probably be consistently good, you know? I mean, they're all good, obviously, but, like, consistently never misses a beat.
And plus, I don't know if Coach D's gonna be looking for a girl who can do what Cameron was doing, like how she was doing lyrical and ballet, and mm-hmm. she had different aspects to her. I wonder if she's looking for a girl who just does straight, like, hip-hop, like, major at dancing only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question, because who else has that diverse background of dancing except Jaylene, who's new, so she's not mm-hmm. going to be... She's not going to be captain. We didn't see much Jaylene this episode.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I don't even think we saw her, like, in the, like, creative. Well, was it all? I think it was all just stands battle,
yeah,
right?
It was just the answer so stands. Yeah, so we didn't see much Jaylene, and we only saw a little bit of her mom, Mariella. But, so, that's fine. We're kind of focusing on the team itself.
Mm-hmm. Focusing on this sister showdown.
Yeah.
So, with her sister, who they call Moosey as a nickname, or Mousy. I love that nickname for her, but they were both just trash talking in the car. I love how the mom just let it happen. She was just driving, got them some food, didn't even butt in.
Probably used to it.
Yeah. But both girls were just like, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win. And I want to know why Micaiah's sister isn't a part of the Dancing Dolls.
Yeah, that's a good question. Tried to look up a little bit with maybe she used to be. Well, no, Micaiah, I believe, somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Micaiah used to be in the Purple Diamonds when she was younger. Yeah, you will. I know y'all will let me know if I'm wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that I thought she was.
And maybe the sister just really liked it and she didn't want to move on.
Yeah, Micaiah came to Dancing Dolls to because she thought she might have a little bit more opportunity to shine.
She was right, because she sure is shining. But Tierra, she has a good spot too. She's the captain.
Yeah.
So, I like the Purple Diamonds. I think it's a great rivalry team. Mm-hmm. They've really improved throughout the seasons. I don't know what's going on, what's in the water over there, but them girls are dancing.
Yeah.
And you could tell in this competition, they were out there just going back and forth, head to head. So the first round was the Dolls with Tyrus. Of course, the Dolls won on that one. And then the round with the Purple Diamonds, with Micaiah versus her sister Tierra, the Purple Diamonds were so close in winning. Like, so close in winning. And all of their stance battles were great.
Yeah.
That purple, not the purple, but the white smoke that they threw out.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
You kind of got to go to YouTube and look up the actual dance. Because for I've been saying this from the beginning. What they show us, the edited version that we see in the episode, it's just, it's hard to tell. You really don't see enough. They do way too many cutaways to reactions from the DDP. We don't get to see enough of the dance. Like, just, this is the only thing I've ever said that I wish the only thing I've ever said that I wish Bring It was more like Dance Moms is that I wish they showed the whole dance.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. Because you don't see it.
Yeah, just seeing a little snippet here and a little snippet here and just like, and it's just, it's not even enough to tell, you know, really highlight the dance. It's cute to see the, I loved seeing the little cookies in the green wigs. That was adorable.
Oh, yes, that was. Yeah. At first, I didn't get that. And then I was like, oh, Tyrus is green
hair. Yeah, because they looked like little Oompa Loompas or something at first. Right. But it was super cute. I love that.
Yeah, I liked it too. The whole concept with everybody's was very like planned and everything. The only thing I didn't like with the dolls, Dancing Dolls, is that they had the words on the boxes. And I was like, if I'm up in the stands, I'm not going to be able to see the words, you know?
Yeah, good point.
That's the only thing. You should have put it on the little cardboards like the Diamonds had. Mm-hmm. They had round one with sister versus sister. So everybody could see that. But that's the only thing with the dolls. It was hard for me to really like see it. And it was so quick. It's like, what do they say? I got to stop. Got to pause. Rewind. Do all of that.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Uh-huh.
And I love how the dolls had it. Not the dolls, but the Purple Diamonds. They had it where they closed down the studio. Like, they pretended nobody wanted to audition at the dollhouse.
Uh-huh.
And everybody wanted to go to Purple Diamond. But that's not even true, you know? But it was cute.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It was really cute.
I like that. Yeah, this and it was also, like, very just classic just classic majorette. Like, there was no, like, I mean, I guess aside from the cookies, there's no, like, crazy costumes or really super big themes or anything like that. So it was a very classic competition. I liked it.
Well, we saw that with the judging. It was very, very close. Same judges, by the way. You know, Tamara, how you feel about that?
Howard wants them to mix it up with the judges.
I really do. I mean, you would have thought they would have, because last season, season four, looked like they did it a little bit. I mean, they even got rid of JJ Fever or JJ Fresh back then. But, you know, they brought him back. But now they brought back the same judges. And just, you know, I need a new face. Two new faces. But the judges said it was close. It was a 10-point gap difference between who the winner was and who wasn't. And the dolls ended up taking it.
Good for them. Good for Micaiah. She was happy. Yeah. She wanted that win so bad.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. It was real good. It was close. But, oops. But I enjoyed it. Go ahead, dolls. Coach D was happy. Oh, they also brought back those... the interactions that we would just talk about last week about the coaches meeting up in the hallway randomly. Yeah.
With Tyrus, I don't mind it so much. Yeah. You know?
But I was like, okay, I see you guys. You know, Coach D went to the concession stand. Nobody was there. I was like, you guys had at least had some extras in the back. Or you didn't even have anybody at the register. I was like,
it's like they think of it like right before it's supposed to happen. Oh yeah, let's do a quick what should we do? Should I find props? Nah, it's fine. I'll just mime it.
Yeah. I was like, really? Okay, guys.
But any opportunity to see Tyrus do those kicks.
He was ready too.
And showcase his outfit, you know. How come Selena's not getting all excited about Tyrus's fashion? I know. Tyrus's interest in fashion.
Exactly. You know, Selena, I can't believe her. She's such a mess. She's so funny, though. I love her. And a random side note, we didn't see much of Divas a Dance.
No, not at all.
We didn't even see their stands. Like, they didn't even go against them.
No. So Divas a Dance went against... Purple Diamonds in the first round and then was eliminated. So that's what I mean. Like, we don't get to see enough dance for a show that's about dancing. We see so little dancing.
Right? I was like, why even show the girls coming in doing their chant and not even show them?
Yeah. Yeah. It's more about, you know, they love the rivalries so much. They love the competition so much. But it's like, well, what's the competition without the dance?
Exactly.
You can't get invested. You can't get invested in the rivalry and the competition if you're not seeing what the actual point of it is, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah. But yeah, so we didn't see poor them. They didn't really get any screen time.
At least they got a shout out, I guess. Divas a Dance from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
There's your shout out. But it was a good competition. Was there anything else you want to touch on for the episode? I think it was
Let's see. Yeah, no, so did we ever find out? Did they say, I guess we just assumed Star didn't end up going to homecoming, right?
They never said for sure. Yeah.
So I guess she didn't end up going, but
I mean, hopefully she went because she picked out her outfit.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Maybe she found somebody there. After all of that.
Be continued.
And this episode with sisters, why haven't we seen the twins, Angela and Angel?
The other twins, yeah.
Yes, and Brandon isn't on... Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad, because I really liked him, too.
I liked him, too.
What is it with... I always like all the dude... Tyrus, Mr...
Tori.
Mr. Tori, Brandon, they're all my favorites.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
I wonder what it is. I have to do some digging for that one.
Yeah.
Because they used him as the cookie, as the cookie monster, so they could at least put, like, a little... confessional for that.
Yeah.
Maybe the girls aren't like the actual thing anymore, like the show anymore. Whatever. You go ahead, sister.
Some contract issue or something, probably.
I know. So let's get into the little bit of news and gossip that we do have.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, as you guys know, or probably don't know, the girls are on tour again this year, 2018. They're making stops around the country. We don't know if they're overseas yet. So, all of our fans overseas, we don't know just yet. But if you're in the States, they'll be coming to you. Canada, we don't know either.
New cities that aren't the same ones, because like last year, they were here in L.A. They came to L.A. We saw them, but they're not coming back to L.A. this summer.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, girls. L.A. is such a bigger market. You have to come to L.A. Like, you just have to. Well, either way, maybe I'll try to find if they're in Vegas. Maybe we'll go to Vegas. Have a good time.
There you go. Tamara loves Vegas.
Yes. And then auditions are on the way for new DD4Ls, Little Dancing Dolls. They are out there.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
I saw a clip randomly on YouTube. I was, you know, surfing around, whatever, watching my videos, and I saw auditions for DD4L for Dancing Dolls. Oh, cool. So the girls...
Should we audition, Howard?
We should.
Can you send... did it say you can send in a tape to audition?
You can't send in a tape. You unfortunately do have to go to Jacksonville.
But... Okay, well then, I guess this is our opportunity right here. We're going to have to do it on the show live. We're going to have to do the audition.
Here we go. I'm ready. Yes,
I will break the if I try to do a death drop every single season. I tease that I'm going to finally learn how to do a death drop, but it's still in the works. Still working on it.
Oh, those death drops! Nope, they're not for me.
No,
not for me at all. And in other news, we're not. I don't know if Tina had her baby. I don't know. I need to look it up. If anybody out there knows if Tina had her baby, please let us know. Or if she's still pregnant. Because I just remember from like season 4, she was pregnant and she was going to have another like dancing doll. So I don't know. And then seeing her in tonight's episode, I was like, oh, well, is she pregnant? Is she not? Type of thing.
And she didn't mention Kayla at all.
No, she did just say Kayla's not here anymore. So I'm like, maybe she moved on.
I mean, she's in school or something. It's so hard to find. They keep the information so close. They keep their cards close to their chest, you know? Should I say there's also auditions in Nashville for Tyrus's Elite Stars of Nashville. That's coming up at the end of this month. They're auditioning grades from little girls all the way up to senior.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can audition to be an elite star. So maybe I'll go to Nashville and do that just so I can meet Tyrus.
Just make us honorary dancing dolls or honorary elite stars. Like, I'm down for both.
I don't see the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, of course, dancing doll first. Diana, you know, we're loyal to you. But let's get into some predictions. See what's got to go on.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Sure. You go first.
Okay. So, for next week's episode, I see the girls, of course, winning again. Well, from the small clip that I saw, looks like Diana is over it again, Coach D. So, she might walk out. But this time, I think she's going to be out for a little bit longer than when she walked out the last time. So she won't be back for another few weeks. I see that Coach Tori is probably going to step in, run it this time. And whoever the temporary captain is really going to have to step up.
Yeah. So if she's going to step out, she's going to need to put in a strong captain. So my guess would be that she's going to put Christiana. Put Christiana in as captain.
You know what? Okay, so you say Christiana. I'm going to say she's going to put in Princess.
Oh, wow.
Just because.
Okay, change up.
Yeah. Just because I think it's Princess time to shine. She needs to step forward.
Because she's new and we haven't seen much from her and her mom yet.
Right. But we know she's a heavy hitter. That's all we know.
Yeah. And maybe if it is Princess, we'll find out. Maybe she does have that, like, diverse dance background that we were talking about earlier. Oh, yeah. Maybe she does have a background in, like, ballet and jazz and lyrical and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will be excited to see Mr. Tory.
Oh, and one last thing with Mr. Tory. Did you see his wig?
No.
At the competition?
No.
He has, like, this, I don't even know what it's called, like, twist wig, like, kind of like dreadlocks.
Oh, really?
That he wears his wig and he wears it back and it's like big into like a ponytail.
Oh.
I was like, no, he didn't with this wig.
It wasn't like, was it crazy colors? No, it
was black. Okay. And it was tucked under the hat. So I don't know if you could really see. But when they did the huddle at the end, you could see the braids.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay, Mr. Tory, like, switching it up with his wig.
I was going to say, because if it were crazy colors, maybe he was doing it for like just... for Tyrus to be another, like, I'm making fun of Tyrus kind of thing. But no, I guess it was just his thing. I didn't notice that. Good eye. Good catch.
That wig. Well, guys, I mean, it's been a great episode. We love just hanging out with you guys. We love that you guys come over and you see us. And if you're new to our after show here, welcome. If you're returning, welcome again. Make sure you guys give us 5 stars on iTunes if you're listening to us on iTunes. And please subscribe to the channel. Also, leave your comments down below about what you want to see or how you feel about the episode. Tamara, where can they find you on your social media?
Guys, you can find me at... Hey Tamara _ on Twitter, and then on all other social media, it's just Hey Tamara.
All right, and you can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com. And we will see you all next week.
Thank you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.